Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we finished with question 5. Let's continue and move on to question 6 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready here and pencil and paper, because these are Bible questions now. This is our annual question and answer time. And so I want you to perhaps to have paper ready that you can write down references and other things we give as we go along. And so I hope that you'll be right there on the radio, listening by either a radio station or by the internet, or by an app. FBN has an app. Our radio station, WTYG, is one of the FBN stations. We have a good 60% of their programming than some of our own programming going. But it works together for good, because we don't contradict one another. We're on the same page, and that is good. Of course, in our app, you can go to your app store and on your cellular device and just type in the letters WTYG. And that is it. It's a free app, and you can have it with you 24/7. Now, also, before I get into the study today, I share this from time to time, but I want to do this one more time before we get into the question and answer. First of all, we have on our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. And let me spell that out, www.centralbaptistocala.org. And if you get there, look in the left-hand column, you'll see our CBC online bookstore. And so you can go to look at that and you can find books. Now, those aren't books that I've written, by the way, but they're from a good fundamental source. They're very true to the word. And so I would encourage you to go there. You're looking for books on certain subjects, pay for that. And that really goes to those groups. Now, if you do it online, it's secure. Okay. It is secure, but it's those who produce these books, Christian books, good godly books, are doing it in order to educate people in the things of God. And so I would encourage you to look over there. You might see a subject and you'd want to buy that book. Go ahead and do that. And then I have under that another thing in that left-hand column. It says, read through the Bible in 36 weeks. Okay. I designed a Bible reading schedule for our Christian school. As you know, that a full school year is 36 weeks. If you look at it from the time you start until the end of the school year, you have, of course, times off for Christmas and other events. But in all, it's supposed to cover 36 weeks, 18 weeks a semester. And so I really designed this years ago for the Christian school, mainly our secondary and high school, because that we were encouraging boys and girls to read the Bible through. And so it has it laid out in a way that I think is very good, not because I did it, but just because it was something I started doing on my own. Back in 1974, I read the Bible through for the first time. For the first time, I read the Bible through. Boy, I tell you, that was a blessing. But after that, you know, you start going through and you start seeing things that about Leviticus And you get Leviticus, and all of a sudden, a lot of people, they want to read the Bible through. They die in the Leviticus. They stop. They give up. They quit. You know, they say, oh, I'll never get this. And so, and I understand people saying that, doing that, thinking that, and how the devil can get them discouraged from reading the Bible through. I guess the first time I read the Bible through back in 1974, the thing that overwhelmed me was that the Bible was a written unity. The unity of the book just really just blessed my heart. And so since then, I've read the Bible through every year. And I would encourage you to take that Bible reading schedule to go through the Bible. It'll be coming up January 1st. You can start there. And it'll have about, on average, 4 to 5 chapters that you read a day. But the first day, you'll start in Genesis chapter 1. You'll be in, okay, now hold on to this, Joshua chapter 1, you know, Psalms chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1. You say, well, why do you do it like that? Because it spreads you out in both the Old Testament and in different ways. For example, in Psalms 1, you're getting into through the poetic books. And then, of course, Genesis, you're going through there, the book, go to law and the history of Israel. And so you get there, and so you go from Genesis to Joshua, and you start seeing things unfold for Israel. And then you get into Psalms, and you go through all of that, and then Matthew, and you go through the New Testament that way. And so we just take you through that in a 36-week period, and you see the unity of the Word. I would encourage that. And then you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. Dr. Andy Bloom's booklets, I think, is what it says. They're all free, but what you have to do is you either have to read it online or you can print it out. But that's where it is. You can print it out. We at one time realized, no, we're not printing booklets and trying to sell McMillan. We want people to have this in their hand. And so it has things like biblical church structure. It's all booklets. They're not big, thick, long books, okay? A lot of us say, man, I'm getting that place where I just don't like reading novels or big, long books. And I understand that. This is all these are booklets, okay? We'd say they were booklets. And biblical church structure, you look at a church history and some of the offices of the church and all that, how church the Lord wants a church structured, the local church. He gave us in the Bible how he wants a local church structured. So you might see it in there, duty of pastors and deacons and things of that nature. And then there was the booklet Building Blocks. I wrote that because people have left out about 1/3 of the Great Commission. And I'm a Baptist, and Baptists are pretty guilty of this themselves. Okay, you get them saved, and then second part of the commission is get them baptized. But the third part is teaching them to observe all things. And so Building Blocks served as a new members or new converts booklet in which people begin to learn the basic doctrines, you know, in a very capsule type of way, you might say. And so it just something for new believers and getting them started. And then next was church fellowship. You know, the word fellowship means partnership. It was even used for marriage sometimes in Bible days, the Greek word there. And so it has the idea of a partnership. The local church is a fellowship or a partnership with God. We are laborers together with God. So I think it would be great to have that booklet. As a matter of fact, we've got it in a Microsoft Word document, or you can do it in an Adobe PDF. And then there's the way they should go. Proverbs 22:6. I've had parents tell me, boy, we tried to raise our children right and they went the wrong way. We had them in church. We had them in Christian school. We had devotions, family altar, blah, blah, blah. And yet they end up going wrong. Of course, a lot of people have taught that if you do exactly right, then they'll never go wrong. That's what the Bible says. And that would go against the doctrine of a free will, by the way. But the fact that it will not depart from them is the fact that once you get that planted in their heart, it will always sit there as a conviction. Even they get older. That's why you've heard of some of them turning back when in older age, and some may never turn back. The Lord may take them on home. But what I'm trying to say is that so many parents have, in some cases, just really had tears in their eyes when they came to me after reading it, saying, boy, I felt like the biggest failure in the world. How did I mess up? We had the Bible. We did all these things, and this happened. Well, this will help you with that. Then we have the booklet on Israel. Again, this is why Christians should love Israel. It gives a Bible teaching, really, throughout about our relationship with Israel as Christians. And then things about married, single, I think it's good. Then there's Teach Us to Pray. If I recommended any booklet above the others, it might be this one. Because as a pastor, I want people to pray for me as it directs people to pray for their pastor. But it also directs them how to pray for one another and different other ministries of the church and things of that nature. So I trust that you will look at that. I think it's one book I'd like to have in every preacher boy's hands in every college that teaches the right way and the way of righteousness. And then Turning Souls to Righteousness is on the idea of bringing souls to Christ. So I recommend those things just to read because they're free, okay? We're not selling it. I don't make any money, whatever. If you read those, whatever, there's no money. We don't sell them. So you don't have to worry about, well, we're putting money in his pocket. That doesn't do it, okay? That doesn't do it. It's for the people of God to have it freely right there at their hands. Now, the second letter comes from her as well. So let me give you the answer there also. There's another topic I'd like to bring up because you spoke on it today, May the 27th. Now, the first one was in April. Now, this one is in May. That is tithing. You spoke about churches who teach against tithing to God. As someone who was a Mormon over 40 years and is now a Christian, I always believed tithing to be something we are to do. But upon actually studying this topic, I have found that it is not really a New Testament principle. There is a video, a little more than an hour long, that discusses tithing in depth. Is it biblical? The tithing deception at Service Christi on the YouTube, something like that. She says, I watched it a couple of times, and I found it to be solidly grounded on God's word. I know that people have very strong feelings about tithing and even give some biblical support for it. But as 2 Timothy 3:16 teaches, all scriptures is divinely inspired. Well, that is not a King James reference. It's all scriptures given by inspiration. And with the Greek rendering, the idea is that it's God-breathed. All scriptures, God-breathed. All scriptures given by inspiration and is profitable for what? Well, for correction, reproof, all of that, for instruction in righteousness, and that you may be thoroughly furnished into all good works.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.